With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody jump, jump, jump.
Ah, yes, Tuesday it is. It is a Tuesday morning, one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocky Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike, Pete, you can write that down. Bogus with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Yes, that is your number to call. What's going on, Taz?
Just trying to find my Dynaflow. I got it, though. I'm good. I lost my gimmick. All right, how's it going? Good to see you.
Good. Do you ever have a move called Razzmatazz?
No, that's... I would never do that in my life. That's a silly name. I had a...
No, because I was just thinking about it. I hate that name. I'm not doing it to make fun. Wow. I was just doing it the very fact of I was thinking about something that... It just hit me when I was in the elevator, the 10 flights up. I was like, maybe Taz, one day when he was wrestling, had a move named Razzmatazz.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Okay. You know me very well.
I do know you well, okay. Yes.
You kind of know I'm a little bit more of a hard-edged guy.
I understand you are.
I mean, you're a sharp guy. I mean, come on. Razzmatazz?
I know it's not you. I'm just asking.
Sixth grade dance line?
Maybe it's...
Dude, somebody wrote an article years ago when I was in my prime, and it was called Razzmatazz.
Oh, there you go.
And I was so mad. I remember Vince McMahon seeing this article. Yeah. It was in some Brooklyn magazine when I just signed with WWE, and he goes... What is a razzmatazz? I go, that's what this reporter decided to do this interview. Your company asked me to do.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the last of the razzmatazz.
All
that's
right.
Two stories, and
so there you go.
No, to answer
I bring
question,
up a good memory.
Yeah, that's...
I bring up a fond WWE Vince McMahon memory.
Vince getting angry when I was working for a company for 2 weeks.
I was just curious. Handle. Anyway, so no razzmatazz for
short Taz. Answer, no.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. I didn't think so, but I was like, let me fire it out there. Maybe there's something to it. Anyway, we got a lot to get into.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into.
Yes, there is. Plenty of sports.
Oh, we got Ryan Wilson coming on, right?
I got an update on my electrical situation in my home. You guys will be very proud. All you doubters.
Oh, I forgot.
All you naysayers. All you people that basically said I couldn't do it. I hammered that out. Baby,
I guess you just
gave
us the update.
A solid half hour. No, it was all done.
But hold on. See, this is what happened.
Donna took the kids out.
You can't do any work while those kids are in the house.
No, I cannot. Not electrical work.
What if, let's say, pretend it was outside, you're outside and it's raining. They're going to come out in the rain with their umbrellas and torches?
Yeah, no doubt. With their, as they call them, because they, you know, they have, oh, they're young, so they got a little bit of a lisp, but they go, they're rain boots.
Ah, I like that, rain boots.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my boots.
So you said.
And then they jump in the puddles and they do all that kind of stuff. Yeah, the weather is no factor. They like the rain.
Weather's no factor. I like how you said. You said something like, when I'm doing work, I did 30 minutes of electrical work. That's somehow how you worded it, right?
30 minutes of electrical work, yeah.
And you word it like you're like an electrician, like you're like a licensed. And you're not.
I'm not a licensed.
You're nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that.
But you came off like you're an expert because you did something with a plug now. You're an expert on electric.
I changed three different things. I changed an outlet and two switches. Went from black to white, electrical tape, did it all.
Did you really do that?
I swear to God.
Did you shut the power in the house?
Yes. No, if I didn't shut the power in the house, I wouldn't be sitting here.
You should go home and try it with the power on.
No,
see what happens.
I should not. Thank you, Taz.
No. I'm very impressed. If you did all that,
I did all that.
I'm very impressed.
I did all that, and it works. Everything works. Everything's up and running. The house.
No more half power in the house.
No more half power. The power. Donna came home. She said, oh, look, the hall lights work, and the bike works. She's like, oh,
well,
good.
You might have a future in doing some carpentry or electrical
contracting. No, I'm not going to do that. That's easy. The other stuff is more difficult.
That could be in your future.
Maybe. I never know.
You got a little time on the weekend. You know, you run around.
Right. I need my ninth or tenth job.
Yeah, you run around, you're doing side work, doing electrical work in you know in Connecticut somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll change your any plugs in your house for $5. You got to shut off all power to the house, cut the power line, and I'll shut off.
Just for entertainment, I'll give you $25 if you let me leave the power on.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens. Wow, that's impressive that you did that.
Thank
that
you.
Really
yes.
is. That's really impressive.
All set, all done, and everything's A-okay. Power went back on. The place didn't catch fire. We're all good to go.
Impressed.
Thank you.
I forgot all about it. You know, when I leave here, everything that's discussed just goes like
right out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. You have no idea. I understand. No idea what you said. No remembrance of the show.
You know.
Making memories.
I'm not saying you're like that, but you know I'm like that.
I know you're like that, right.
Yeah.
We did talk about that.
No, once you said it, then I remember. Oh, yeah, you had something going on. I thought it was a plumbing issue in your kitchen.
No. This is not a massive peak gas call. And Pete Gass, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, Pete.
So everything was all good at home, and so that got up and running. And then we got ourselves ready for a huge Monday Night Football game last night.
Good game.
Not good, great.
Yeah, you're right. Classic game.
That was an entertaining game. That was a game in which I can't wait to watch 49ers Seahawks again. A game in which if these two teams met in the postseason, I think we'd be due for an entertaining game, a game in which – you know, the 49ers led 10-7 at the half. I mean, and they were lucky to lead that game 10-7 at the half, because after the Seattle Seahawks took the initial 49ers hit, Taz, after that, you saw the Seahawks line, or that game's 14-10 Seattle at the half. And then you see the explosion from the Seahawks in the third quarter with the two successive touchdowns to go out, take a 21-10 lead at that stage. And then the back and forth nature where we get the overtime, we get a couple of big kicks by the field goal kickers, we get to OT.
Yep.
The OT was exciting. Decision making, you get the Wilson pick, the bad decision by Shanahan, then the late field goal to win it for the Seahawks. It was as good. And then the celebration from Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, almost like they, you know, robbed a bank after the game, running to that Kyle Shanahan handshake.
They got a big win, man.
That was a huge win for the Seattle Seahawks. It really was. It was a hell of a victory. It really was.
It was impressive. It was a hell of a game. It really was. So for me, I say really good game, my initial thoughts. But then when I think about the whole thing, it was a great game. Here's why. It's disjointed for me. I watched the first three quarters live Jones. Then I had to go count orange sheep, go to sleep, take two, go to sleep and count orange sheep. So I watched the fourth quarter on a replay. So it's not the same, you know what I mean? It's like
not the same.
As a viewer. But you can see it's great stuff, overtime, all stuff with the kick and everything. And a 27-24 victory for the Seahawks on the road. So they go to 8-2. Niners are 8-1. It's crazy, man. It's crazy because Russell Wilson, this guy is... he is clutch city. He was 24-34, 232 yards, one TD, one pick, just played great. And their running game was on point with Carson ran the ball well. Wilson, you know, scrambled a lot, and he ran. He had over 50 yards rushing, I believe. So, you know, offensively, they really were on point. And their D-line played great. And Clowney is doing outstanding for them. It's just that they're very impressive. And that Niners team, no knock on them, man. They almost went undefeated to 9-0. I love them, but it just, you know, it was a hell of a game. Two really good teams.
Now, and maybe...
Top teams.
Two unbelievable teams. Two teams that obviously have got a good rivalry going. Two teams in the same division in the NFC. You know, the 49ers are handed their first loss. The Seahawks are, as you mentioned, now an 8-2 football team as we approach Week 11, Taz. I came out of the game thinking this, and, you know, I'd love to get your thoughts. I would take Russell Wilson as my quarterback over any other quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, wow. What a statement. The seg one statement. Wow, that's a heavy statement.
Now, Taz, I know
hold on. Any quarterback playing right now?
Any quarterback playing right now. I'm not talking about the history of the game. I'm talking about right now. Any quarterback right now.
All right.
I would take Russell Wilson. Now, I know he's not the most talented quarterback. That goes to Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
You look right there is Aaron Rodgers. I understand what Tom Brady has accomplished. He doesn't have the greatest resume in the National Football League. But in terms of dealing with everything that he deals with, bad offensive line, you know, turnovers, whatever it might be. At times, inexperience at the wide receiver position. Now they've gotten a little bit better. Lockett left the game due to injury, so Gordon making plays. Metcalf, who everybody knocked coming out of Ole Miss, is being kind of a one-route tree type of runner at the wide receiver
position. Like a big muscle head, that's all he was.
Right, that's it. Yeah. Not straightaway speed. It's got no lateral movement. Are you concerned about him just lifting too many weights? I'll tell you, DK Metcalf can play.
He can play.
And he can play in the National Football League, and the Seattle Seahawks have got themselves a player, and he had six catches for 70 yards last night. Tazzy, all he does is know how to win.
I know.
All he does is know how to win. He's 5'11". That makes him an easier guy. He doesn't have your prototypical size, you're not looking at a guy that's this 6'4", 6'5", strapping quarterback that looks the part. You know, Russell Wilson can make all the throws, but he's not the prototypical NFL quarterback size, and I think he started to change the dynamic of the conversation in the National Football League of the size of the quarterback. And Taz, all he does is know how to – he finds ways to win games. Yeah. Might not always be pretty. Not going to have the gaudiest stats in the world, but he knows how to win. He's an amazing quarterback, and he's fun to watch.
He's just an amazing athlete. And coming out of college, everybody knew that, two-sport athlete with baseball and football. He really is. I mean, that's a tough thing. I'm trying to think.
I can understand you're going Mahomes. Mahomes.
I mean, the way you said it, I'm thinking, I'm like, man, you know, you sold me on it. Not that it's hard to sell a guy with a clutch gene like Russell Wilson has, and his athleticism is able to throw the ball away. Does his decision making? How smart he is. He's a leader. He's respected. He's far from a rook. And he runs around like he just got out of college. I mean, like he
never takes a big hit.
No, you're right.
Always
That's a great
goes
point.
Down.
That's a great point.
He's never a guy that's exposing. He's not throwing his body out there. He's going to last a long time, unlike other running quarterbacks in the NFL. Taz, as we saw with Cam Newton, who's he might be in his early 30s now, but he's a quarterback that looks like he's 35, 36 years of age on the field because of all the hits that he's taking. Right.
Right.
Wilson always gets down. He's never exposing himself to a big time hit.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, if you take me two equally talented teams and you put him on that team and tell me that Aaron Rodgers has the same equally talented team, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, those guys aren't going to outperform Russell Wilson in terms of the most important stat, which is the win-loss column. Yeah. Those guys might have – listen, Patrick Mahomes might have more 300-yard games and might have three touchdowns, but in terms of winning.
You're winning,
finding a way to win – that Russell Wilson Carroll combination out there in Seattle is something of magic. It really is, Taz, and that's a hell of a win. I mean, when you were on the road in San Francisco against a team that's got that kind of a defense, and you come out of halftime and you put up two touchdowns the way that he did, and he doesn't have 300-yard passing stats, the leadership qualities that he shows, I'd take him any day of the week. He could be my quarterback. Yeah. I love Russell Wilson.
And, you know, I was looking yesterday real quick. I was going over our fantasy football league.
Yeah.
You know? Because I study the teams and stuff, what's going on in the standings, and we don't need to get into that stuff. The Greek, actually, his quarterback is
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And that's impressive. Because when
we're Greek picking knows.
The Greek does know. Well, the Greek knows. But when we're picking teams, and you know, not just us, but people with fantasy football all over the country, all over the world, I don't think their top quarterback is Russell Wilson.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't think so either. And he's not going to put up those.
Right.
But you know what, Taz? He's not going to put up those kind of stats, right? There are going to be other guys.
Right.
Deshaun Watson is going to put up better stats. And I'm not trying to knock those quarterbacks. I'm just telling
you. I know
you,
what you mean. Yeah.
I'd be comfortable with Wilson starting for my team. I'd be happy. I think I'm good to go.
Big time proven commodity to the point you're making. And he really, I mean, he just, unbelievable. I mean, and Garoppolo, I mean, on the other side, just looking at both these guys, I don't think he's. If I had to take who would I want to run my team as a quarterback between those two quarterbacks, I definitely would take Wilson.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like Garoppolo. I think Garoppolo's a stud. I think he's excellent. I really do. But you could see the difference. You could see the decision-making's takes a little longer for Jimmy G to make a decision moving that ball. His offensive line was struggling with that defensive line, and he was getting pressured a lot. I don't know how many times he got sacked, but he got hit.
Five apiece.
Okay, all right. So the feel of the game, without looking at the numbers, it felt like Jimmy G was pressured more and hit more.
I think he was pressured more. They were sacked on five, same
five,
amount.
Five,
correct.
Right. So, I mean, and for the Niners, they put 14 points up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the Hawks were able to keep it tight and get 3 points in the fourth quarter, and then sent them to overtime. But, yeah, man, but back to Russell Wilson. Yeah, I'd be tough to argue with you. I'm not normally singing his praises, because you're right. He don't put up those great stats. He's not He's far from a cocky guy. He's not an ego guy. He's a humble guy. Very intelligent guy. But, yeah, he gets it done year after year. Last year they played well. He ran that team. He was the star of that team. He's the star of this, this year also.
He's great. The star. And he's the MVP of the league up until this stage, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. Now, you got a ways to go. I understand that, Taz. But Lamar Jackson is making a run at it, and there's some other players that deserve a lot of love who are having great years. But I think the fact that you're looking at a Seahawks team that's now 8-2, you know, and right there in terms of, I mean, they would have to really collapse for them to, at the very least, not be a wild card team. And they've got a play here for the NFC West as well with that victory last night. They lose that game, that NFC West is probably in all likelihood over.
Right.
Because the 49ers then would be undefeated, and the Seahawks would have three losses, and the Rams aren't getting there. So, you know, that would be to basically hand the 49ers that division. Seahawks are now in play for that division as well. I mean, and he's right there in terms of the MVP of the league. I mean, that interception he threw in overtime was almost startling that Russell Wilson threw a pick.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's funny, real quick, you mentioned Lamar Jackson. You know, if he's obviously a lot younger than Russell Wilson. But, you know, there's some similarities, obviously, to scrambling ability, athleticism, and stuff like that. But I know you didn't compare the two, but if I had to compare the two, I think obviously Lamar Jackson has a lot more years to go. He's nowhere near, like, as far as the ability to throw the ball, the accuracy, like Russ Wilson. There's not even near it.
No, and Taz, the knock on Wilson was that, you know, if he was 6'2", 6'3", there was every scout would tell you, coming out of Wisconsin, right, after he played.
It
was
somewhere else first.
NC State? NC State initially, right?
Yeah,
and he was doing baseball and football.
Yeah.
And then he had the 1 year of eligibility, went to Wisconsin, had an unbelievable year.
He didn't play baseball at Wisconsin, too? He just played football,
I think he just played football.
Okay. Right.
I think he played baseball at North Carolina State. Oh. But he just played football at Wisconsin, and they went to the Rose Bowl that year, I believe, in the 1 year that he played at Wisconsin. Anyway, they say, you know, if Russell Wilson was 6'2", 6'3", you know, he would have been the number one overall pick.
I mean, he has
got an absolute cannon for an
arm. Well, animal.
He can make all the throws.
Well, people say if I was 6'2", 6'3", I'd probably be in the NFL, too.
There you go.
Or WWE champion.
Yes.
But I don't need the WWE title. I'm fine.
No, you're fine. Well, you're okay. You're 2.5-time world champion.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is, folks. 855-212-4227.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And the player of the game is brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's Lamar Jackson. Jackson threw 3 touchdowns and ran 47 yards for another score. As the Ravens routed the Bengals 49-13 in Cincinnati, Jackson finished with a perfect passer rating for the second time this season. Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com.
I know, Andrew Bogus, it was a slight update in segment one. I don't know if you heard it. The Moose household is still standing.
There's still standing.
No major
electrical work done. We're good. All good.
He locked his...
Quick count, 10 fingers.
He's got
there.
No issues.
Burns.
All good, no burns. No
hair
nothing.
Not singed.
No, yeah,
just
exactly.
An update. I'm very surprised that Moose was able to do this. Andrew, are you surprised he was able to pull this off?
I am surprised more so by Moose's fragile house than Moose's electrical skills. You know, maybe he might have tipped the carport over
as he was digging in the house made of toothpicks.
You guys had little to no confidence in my ability.
I had zero.
Well, you came in saying you kind of switch an outlet and you crushed half the house, so I mean, we had proof of your...
the wall plate and something happened.
Right.
Or maybe
so
I screwed it in a little bit too tight. I don't know. And then I got a little shock, a little volt, and then all of a sudden...
Did you get a little shock?
No, not yesterday.
Oh.
A couple days ago.
Look at how he's so cocked. confident.
Yesterday.
Yes, smooth sailing.
No, yes, it was smooth sailing. There was no issues whatsoever. Yes, it was great. Power was off. We were all good.
But
no problem.
Face, when I mentioned yesterday that it was Veterans Day and the kids were from school and you had this epiphany.
Well, that changed it. Well, I had to make sure that I had to talk to Don.
If we had video here, people would have saw it, but we don't have video.
I had to make sure the
kids were. And we're never getting video.
No, never. That's not happening. But we.
There's cameras everywhere.
I don't even watch video. And you know what?
I made sure the
stick your video.
That's
not from Moose. That's from me. You people could stick your video.
Anyway, so I made sure the kids were out of the house.
Yes.
Kids were out of the house. Had to be out of the house. Right. If they're not out of the house, nothing's ever going to get
done. Everyone in the bunker. Daddy's
doing
work.
Everybody get out.
That's it.
I got to change an outlet. Well, get out of the house.
Well, doing electrical work. That's it. You don't understand. They're all over it.
Honey, we're now in New York. It's safe.
That's it.
The poor guy goes to work all morning and needs the house empty to do more work.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's it.
Well, you know what?
Welcome to my life, Taz.
It's great. It's great that you got it done. We should have had the social media team put up a poll yesterday if they thought, the people thought that you would have gotten this done. I think you would have got a big flat no.
But I think you're probably right about that. Hashtag we over.
You know what? Whenever there's any, I mean, half the lights in this place don't work as it is. Whenever there's any electrical stuff problems here at the station, you should
I'll pass.
You should do all the work here.
I'll pass on that one.
You can have off from hosting around Christmas, but you need to come in and do the electrical work.
Yeah, no, I'll pass on that.
Yeah, just some electrical stuff.
Yeah. So you can sleep in, then come in.
A little side hustle, bro.
It's a little side hustle. Nice.
You know what I mean? Oh, look who's here. Andrew Bogus just
walked
in.
What's going on?
It's a report, and it's sponsored by Geico. Great news, guys. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
There's another update that needs to be done here. The Disney stuff.
So close. Yeah.
What you people? with the little kids. Did you guys get it? Did you buy it?
I don't think it's...
It's available now. It became available, I think,
just
overnight.
Now. It just happened now.
Overnight. Maybe like 12:01 Pacific time this morning.
I did not do it. No, not yet.
You guys are all in. You're going to buy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get it. I get it for free at Verizon for a year.
You told me that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you were asking me if I'm going to buy it. No, I'm not going to buy it.
I was asking the other gentleman in the room. I mean,
Bogus. Are you going to get it?
So what I didn't realize is that there's a bundled package of Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Because I guess Disney owns all of them.
They own everything, basically.
So I already pay for Hulu and ESPN Plus, so now Disney Plus is like $3 extra, so I'm assuming I'm going to get it.
Okay, hold on.
Good for you.
Yeah. Let me help you out, though.
Please, come on in.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, you need to make a call, Andrew, okay, because you need to negotiate, and you need to work that out with
You want me to
people.
Call Disney and negotiate the price of Disney Plus? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm trying to think if I still know that guy who worked in the office up Disney there, John.
Walt?
Yeah, so, but no, I don't have him. Listen, you need to call your provider, your TV, whatever, your streaming provider.
Mm. That's called the internet, yeah.
The internet. You need to call
your
internet
provider.
Yeah.
Anyway, you need to call someone and say, listen, I have these other two services. Don't just give them another $3.
No.
Tell them you're going to take your business elsewhere. Tell them you're going to do what Moose does. Go with Verizon. Tell them I'm going with Moose.
I have Verizon, my cell service.
But tell them you're going to Verizon anyway. Hold on, I got this. So,
Andrew,
what you need to do is you need to work this out so you don't just go give people $3 a month.
Yeah, I'm going to call Disney. I'm looking for the number right now.
Call your streaming provider.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'll do that.
That's not even... Well, yeah, that's the internet, but that's true. I made a poof up. What I'm saying is...
Call Pluto.
Who are you paying? Right, call Pluto. Who are you
Chip
paying?
Or Dale.
Who are you paying for Hulu? Who are you paying for Hulu?
Hulu. I pay Hulu for Hulu.
And what about the other one that's the bundle?
That would be you pay Disney Plus for Disney
Who's
Plus.
Who's offering this bundle? You're explaining
Disney
this whole thing
Plus,
horribly.
Disney Plus is offering a bundle.
Yes, with Hulu and ESPN Plus.
You need to contact Disney Plus during the break. And tell them.
I'm probably not going to do that. Just a heads up.
All right, but I wanted to get an update later on when you come back.
I'll give you an update when I have one. It will not be this morning.
Okay. You hear that? I just put me in my place. I'll give you an update
nice
when I have one.
Today's not the day to bother Disney.
All right.
Wow. No, actually, today is the day.
Yeah, they'll be willing
just
to
jump right
give
on.
You more to get you off the phone.
Well, my thought would be today, getting to someone on the phone would
You'll
be the issue today with everyone trying to sign up and having questions.
They probably have a couple extra people working. Probably got three people in the phone banks.
Yeah.
In the phone, but three people. At the castle, they do all that.
Right at the castle.
Right in the middle of Orlando.
Yes, right at the castle.
All right.
So week 10 in the NFL, finishing yes. with a flourish in Santa Clara last night. The Niners and Seahawks playing a full 70 minutes to decide a winner.
Michael Dixon puts it down. That kick is away. And that kick is good! The Seahawks win! It's good! From 42, the Seahawks in overtime win for the second time in 2 weeks.
Steve Rabel on Seahawks Radio. A lot happened before Jason Myers' game-ending 42-yard field goal on Niners turf. San Francisco kicker Chase McLaughlin missed from 47 yards out 3 minutes earlier after Russell Wilson was picked off at the Niner 4-yard line to start OT. All that came after McLaughlin forced extra time with a 42-yard kick with 1 second left in regulation. And that happened after the Niners blew a 10-0 lead, then erased a 21-10 hole. The Seahawks left standing 27-24. Linebacker Bobby Wagner hopes you're paying attention.
That was our mindset the whole game. We just wanted to prove, you know, we were the best defense on the field today. And it was really on our mindset because we understood, you know, what everybody was thinking. Because the last 2 weeks. So, you know, we felt like we played really well.
Seattle is coming off one score wins over the Bucs and the Falcons. The Niners lose for the first time this season. Jimmy Garoppolo sacked 5 times, picked off once, and lost 2 fumbles.
Let me help you out here. So, what are you paying now a month? What are you going to do with this? With the Hulu?
So, I think Hulu is $5 a month for like the one that you have to watch commercials during, and then ESPN Plus is like $3 or $4.
Okay, right now there's a $13 a month bundle with ESPN Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Correct.
I told you, my people are already texting me about this.
Yeah.
The We Over Nation.
Yeah.
So, for $13, you get all that. What you need to do, because they're all competitors with this, you need to call and negotiate. You need to, because I think you have some, you'll have some leverage here.
Right. Except there's no one else offering those three things as a bundle because they are all controlled by Disney. There is no competition. The only competition is paying for the three of them individually.
Well, how come I'm being told that it's like it's on par or cheaper than with their competitors? Why is that being told to me?
Right, I don't know. Now? I don't know.
Well, that's a true story.
I'm
looking at an article. Well, I have three people on this and me while you're doing your update. I'll let you continue. Sir.
Okay, thank
I'll
you.
I'll shut my mic. I'll be over here. I'll help you out.
Your Washington Redskins.
I wish I could answer. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
Lay out. That's all right.
Your Washington Redskins, if you're wearing a Redskins t-shirt today, will start rookie QB Dwayne Haskins the rest of this season. And Giants head coach Pat Shurmur says running back Saquon Barkley, after just 1 yard and post-game x-rays on Sunday, is fine. Shurmur adding there's no plan to shut down Barkley with the Giants at 2-8. Draymond Green was back for the Warriors last night after missing 5 games with that finger injury. He didn't finish this one because he got ejected for arguing a foul called against him.
I disagree with that call. And I'm never going to be okay with another grown man telling me don't talk. You know, if you feel like you got the call wrong or right, you don't tell me not to talk.
We do that all the time in radio. We'll tell grown men, don't just say lay out.
Shut up.
Right. I basically mean shut up.
Yeah, exactly right.
Green, 4.7 rebounds, 4 assists before getting tossed. The Dubs then lost to the Jazz 122-108. The Clippers beat the Raptors in L.A. 98-88. Kawhi Leonard, just 12 points, 9 turnovers in his first game against Toronto. James Harden scored 39 in the Rockets' 122-116 win in New Orleans. And the Spurs lost to the Grizzlies 113-109, then retired Tony Parker's jersey. Celtics forward Gordon Hayward expected to miss 6 weeks after surgery yesterday for his broken left hand. College hoops, Winthrop a 61-59 win at number 18 St. Mary's. Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Astros DH Yordan Alvarez, you are rookies of the year. Alvarez a unanimous choice after 27 homers and 78 RBI. And on ice, the Hurricanes snapped the 4-game skid, routing Ottawa 8-2.
This is the no-brainer. I mean, to get the bundle is a no-brainer for you.
Agreed. Yeah.
I mean, because it's $7 for just Disney Plus.
I know.
Bundle Jones, you get the three-way city. I mean, but you got to get them down. You got to find a competitor. Moose has the best deal. He's not paying nothing
for a year.
Yeah, for a year.
A year is 12 months.
No, I know. Yeah.
Well, I'll pick it up, right, with Verizon.
Because he has Verizon.
Yeah.
And then what do you got to do after the year?
You got to pay.
I don't know. A year from now, I'll reevaluate to see if it's worth it, if we're using it or not.
That's the right answer.
If we're not using it, then I won't continue to pay for it, or I won't pay for it.
All right. But see, that's smart what he's doing. What you're doing, you're putting the...
Well, but he doesn't have that option.
Yeah, he didn't join Verizon to get Disney Plus
for
free.
Yeah, I've been with Verizon for like 20 years.
Well, hello, you can still join Verizon.
So I should switch Verizon and pay all that money to go from AT&T to Verizon to
just
get
to get
free...
Disney Plus for a year for $48.
Yeah.
Well, you also save $13 a month.
$7.99.
$7.99 a month.
Yeah. No, so it's $6.99.
Or $6.99 a month.
It's six. I mean, let me listen. I have the facts. I
so
got
it's
people telling me.
Feel like you don't actually.
It's $6.99 a month for the freaking Disney Plus.
Yeah. Go get it.
And then for the package, Jones. Hulu,
I'll tell you, Disney
Plus.
Plus should pay us for the burn we've given them the last.
You're right
days.
About that, but bro, they don't need any help from us.
I understand they don't.
Tell you that right now. I'm
not.
Which
is why my phone call is not going to go well.
Yes. Isn't there another Star Wars movie coming out today?
No, there's a Star Wars show on Disney Plus.
Trombolomba?
So The Mandalorian.
Yes,
exactly.
The Mandalorian.
All right, easy over there.
Razzmatazz.
Yeah.
Bogus, wait, but you done?
I am.
No, I'm right. Hold on, wait. Why does that happen?
What? I thought he was
Bogus,
done with his
update. Done.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of a
I'd
conversation
like to
with the man.
Pete, actually.
We did respond to Pete, but you can't. That's not nice, Moose.
What do you mean?
And let Andrew reply to Pete.
Well, it makes me laugh that the world's biggest wrestling mark is going to make a joke about people who love Star Wars.
That's a fair
that's what
point.
Happened.
That's a good point. You're
that's
right
happened.
About that.
Wait, I know Moose is a big Star Wars guy. You're
Star
a big Star Wars guy?
I wouldn't say big. More than average.
You just got defensive against Pete.
I like Star Wars a lot, but I know people that are big Star Wars fans that I'm not, so I would not compare myself
too.
To them.
I don't knock Star Wars. I know they have a real cult follow, well, bigger than cult. It's a worldwide follow.
Oh my god!
Yeah. No, I know that. It's just like Star Trek, same similar type gimmick, you know, the Trekkie Jones. But the Star Wars thing, I think it's awesome that people do that.
Relax. I was just jumping on Taz for screwing up the name of the
Shambalamba. I couldn't remember
Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian?
No. Mandalorian.
One
M-A-N-D.
Word.
Not like a DeLorean the car and the word man.
Oh, that'd be great. That's an idea. That's for Taz Plus.
Was it the actor that was Pasquale?
That might be coming
Taz
in 2020.
Plus.
Yeah, maybe.
Subscription Wall Jones, but I digress. That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yes. What are your bundles?
They might be a bundle. I'll get a sign.
Empanadas and...
yeah, right.
You get
the
a free
Taz appearance.
A Taz t-shirt. And a piece of wiring for Moose's electrical teleport.
It. Very nice.
No, but the thing is, though,
carport.
With the Mandalorian, I saw the promo for it yesterday.
Yes.
And I'm not a Star Wars guy. I mean, I saw the first 1 and 2 years ago. And I got to tell you, I'm not into that. And I'm like watching this promo for the I'm like, damn, that's pretty good. They put a lot of money into that stuff, the Star Wars.
It's very expensive. Yeah. Very expensive.
It's really high end.
It cost them a lot of money to make it, but supposedly really good.
I think Jon Favreau made it, right?
Yes, Jon Favreau, I believe, was the executive producer.
The other guy, who was the original guy from Star Wars?
Like George Lucas?
George Lucas.
Well,
not
I mean,
him.
He owns it.
Well,
like,
he owns
everything.
He's the boss.
Yeah,
but I mean, he sold all of that to Disney.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He's
like,
got a
like
partnership
what happened with
Stan
Lee with Marvel. Same thing.
Correct. That's why Disney's been pumping out these movies left and right.
Right. You know, I got the Marvel guys, so I know the whole Marvel stuff.
Yes, I know. Yes. And Marvel's there, too. Correct.
Yes. You know, I'm down
me and
there.
Iron
Marvel.
Man like
I know.
This.
Yes.
Done
well,
a Marvel YouTube
no, if I
thing.
Missed it yesterday, I got it today. We'll come back. Will Alabama be in the top 4 later on tonight? We'll explain. It's Taz of the Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning. The latest playoff rankings for college football will come out later on tonight. And Taz, we know what they were when they initially came out, right? And Clemson was in the outside looking in. Penn State was 4. Alabama was 3. LSU was 2. Ohio State was 1.
Yeah.
We know now that Alabama's no longer undefeated. They lost to LSU over the weekend at home down in Tuscaloosa. We know that Penn State's no longer undefeated. They lost on the road in Minnesota against the Row Your Boat Golden Gophers of Minnesota. How do you think the latest rankings are going to play out tonight with what we saw and transpired this past weekend, week 11 of the college football
season?
Hold
on. Were you looking at that? I just want to make sure we're on the same. Are you looking at the AP top 25? What are you looking at?
No, no.
What are you
I'm
talking about, I should say?
I'm looking at the college football playoff rankings.
Oh, the playoff rankings.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, LSU... As far as top 4 teams you want to give my opinion
on? Right, so last week it was Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Alabama 3, Penn State 4, Clemson 5.
Right.
Now with Alabama losing, Penn State losing, is Alabama still in the top four? Or is Alabama on the outside looking in? How do you think the top four look tonight? Do you think LSU jumps over Ohio State after their victory over Alabama on Saturday down in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, I do. I think it's LSU, Ohio State. Man, I feel like I want to put either Oregon or Georgia in there. You know what I mean? Like in that top four and take Bama and Clemson out. I don't know. It's tough.
Clemson's got to be in there. They're undefeated.
They do, but it's ACC. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Clemson was five. They're undefeated, so they're going to be in there. Isn't the debate really over four? I mean, is four going to be Alabama? Is four going to be Georgia? Is four going to be Oregon? Penn State with their loss to Minnesota, based on where Minnesota was in the rankings. They're going to drop obviously well behind number four. I mean, they're going to drop behind Georgia and Oregon, and obviously behind Minnesota and probably behind Utah. I mean, Oklahoma as well. I mean, Penn State, there's going to be a precipitous drop after that loss on the road on Saturday against the Golden Gophers. I guess my question to you is this, is that who's the fourth best team in the land right now?
I mean, I'm on the fence a little bit. I'm on the fence with Oregon. I'm on the fence with Georgia. I'm on the fence a little bit. I don't think it's Alabama because I'm not a lot of people, they hate on Alabama or they love Alabama. You know, I respect Alabama. I think they're great. I respect Nick Saban. I do. But this year, and I got to say, they have really – I'm not shocked that the Tigers beat them. I'm not shocked at all. I mean, and I'm not shocked that they had a big lead on Alabama. I mean, and they could have beat them flat out with a big lead. But obviously, Bama came back because Alabama hasn't really played anyone this year. You know, and so anyway, I don't know. I would lean towards – I don't know. You go Georgia, you go Oregon in that fourth spot. I mean, I think Penn State definitely gets bounced out, of course, in Minnesota. Right? You agree with that?
Yeah, Penn State's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Penn State, for me, is out. I'll
Clemson's
tell you.
Ohio State's in. LSU's in.
Correct.
Bama's the one where...
Yeah, I think right now, for my money, I like Oregon. I think Oregon's the fourth best team in the country.
It's tough to argue that.
You know, I think when you look at their early season loss to Auburn, a game that they easily could have won, they have not lost since. They've taken care of business on the road in Washington. They won and destroyed USC. You know, they've got Arizona State, Oregon State to close out the year. I mean, I don't see them losing another game on the slate. I think it from the teams, I understand there's other things that go into play. But if I'm looking at it just as a, week-to-week kind of a year in which I'm analyzing it, Taz, and I'm saying, all right, this is the way that I look at the teams as it stands right now. I think Oregon's the fourth best team in the country. I think Alabama's on the outside looking in. I think the fact that they lose at home, the fact that the defense looked as bad as it did, the fact that Tua's ankle injury clearly is not 100% healthy, and I have all the respect in the world for what Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide and what that program has done under his guidance. However, I just don't think they're the fourth best team in the land as it stands right now here in mid-November. I think it's the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, like I said, I like Georgia a lot, but I liked Oregon too, so I'm not going to argue that at all. I'll tell you something interesting that might piss some people off, but I really don't care. If you look at Minnesota, if you look at Minnesota and who they've beaten, everybody they've played, and a plethora of Big Ten teams, if you look at their wins and how they won and the scores of their victories, and then compare it to, let's just say, Alabama, dude, it's a much tougher schedule. It's crazy. It is.
Yeah, I got to go game by game. I mean, Illinois is a good win because Illinois played well and they destroyed them 40-17. I mean, Rutgers stinks. Maryland's not particularly good.
Nebraska's not good either, but they beat them up 34-7.
They beat them 34-7, right? Penn State.
And they got a tough one in Iowa this week.
They got a tough one in Iowa this week against the Hawkeyes, which will be a good game.
And also, just to interrupt you, if you jump ahead, if you go back early in the year, they got a big win, I believe, on the road. An overtime, two overtimes against Fresno.
Yeah, they did.
That's a big win. I mean, Fresno's a good program. So
that is.
I'm just saying, but if you look at, take a peek at Alabama's schedule, dude, it's like who they've beaten. It's crazy.
Alabama's not played all that much. I don't disagree with you, but it's not like Minnesota's gone through the gauntlet of the Big Ten either. You know what I mean? They have not gone through Michigan and Ohio State. I agree with you, though. I'm not saying that. They have quality wins, and if you pull up Alabama's schedule and look at what the Crimson Tide have done this year, I mean, it's Duke, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Ole Miss, Texas A&M's not particularly good, Tennessee, Arkansas. You know, the best team in the land, LSU, and they made it a game, but at one point in time, they're down in that game, what?
Like 33-10
13, I think it was. Right. I mean, they were getting knocked around and beaten up, you know, when you look at that game, and they were home, and that defense was getting absolutely embarrassed. It was 33-13 at the half.
And now they got Mississippi State, and then they got, I think they got Western Carolina. Okay, that's what they're playing. Then they'll be tested against Auburn a little bit, but the next two games, Miss State and Western Carolina?
Yeah, I think.
And the dreaded Catamounts?
No, right. I don't disagree, but I do think this. At Auburn, a couple days after Thanksgiving, if they don't clean up that defense, that Auburn could beat them.
I agree with you. They could beat them.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I think Alabama, it's more about reputation. The injuries, we talked about some of the injuries they suffered during the course of spring ball. I mean, they've been devastating to that Saban defense. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think they're deserving. I think when you look at their resume this year, I don't think they're a top four team in the country. And we're trying to give Alabama the benefit of the doubt. Even when you're giving the Alabama the benefit of the doubt, you bring up Minnesota, they're undefeated. They deserve a lot more love than they're getting as compared to a one-loss Alabama team. Plus, I understand we're all SEC focused, and LSU is great. But you mean to tell me Alabama loses a home game to LSU in the style of, I know they made it close, but I mean, LSU just lit that defense up. Tell me that now coming out of it, you're going to have three out of the top five teams in the country are going to maybe be SEC schools if you don't drop Alabama out of the top five?
That's the same conversation every year, dude. You're right.
I mean, you're going to have LSU one, you're going to have Georgia four, and you're going to have Alabama five. That's not right. I don't think that's the case. I don't think Georgia is a top four team in the country. You bring up Minnesota, I'll bring up Oregon. I think you make an argument for a Pac-12 team. The Ducks have been good this year.
Dude, I'm a Pac-12 guy. I love the Pac-12. I'm not going to argue with the Oregon deal. I mean, not at all. I mean, I think currently, which they're ranked like seventh right now. So, I mean, yeah, no, I like the Ducks, man. I mean, the quarterback's real good, for sure. I mean, now they had a.
And then how do you deny Baylor?
No one's talking about Baylor.
Nobody's talking about Baylor. And how about the job that Matt Rhule's done at the Baylor Bears? Now, they survive an overtime victory against TCU this past weekend, and they do have Oklahoma and Texas the next couple weeks. I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road, as the cliche goes. You'll find out just how good this Baylor team is. But I'll tell you, Taz, if they go beat Oklahoma and then beat Texas, and they're 11-0 going into their final game.
You're talking about Baylor, right?
I'm talking about Baylor.
Yeah, they're not beating Oklahoma, though, dude.
No, but for argument's sake, they do. Baylor's going to be a top four team in the country.
Agreed. I agree with you. What's the line in that game?
If they do I don't know the line offhand. No, I do not.
Here's the thing, right? If you look at Oklahoma, too, I mean, Oklahoma's another team. You know, they are chock full of talent on that team. Chock full of talent on that team. You know, I mean, they got a nice win over Texas, 34-27 in the middle of the year.
Oklahoma's a 10-point favorite.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's gonna be a good game. That's going to be a good game.
And I agree. Listen, Oklahoma's deserving of being a 10-point favorite. And I agree with you. I'd be surprised if Baylor wins the game. I would be. I think Oklahoma's a better football team. But with that being said, you could have a real predicament here. If Baylor goes undefeated, say Minnesota goes undefeated, then you have, if you look at the teams that are undefeated now, I mean, obviously one's going to knock off the other when you look at Ohio State and Minnesota. But, I mean, you have an Ohio State team, but then you have two other teams, LSU undefeated, and then obviously you throw in Clemson undefeated.
Right.
I mean, you might have a scenario here where you're not going to deny an undefeated Big 12 team, no?
How do you do that?
I mean, you're not going to you can't deny an undefeated Minnesota team coming out of the Big 10, no?
No, you can't. Like you said about the SEC, it gets to that point sometimes. It's like, all right, come on now. I mean, enough. I mean, it's a great conference, there's no doubt.
Oh, it's great.
Come on. I mean, like.
But people fawn over them. Like, that's like they created college football. They did it. It's a great conference, and there's a lot of great players on it. But this year, I think the quality of college football and the teams that can compete for a national championship, they're obviously more than just SEC school.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
more than ACC or Clemson.
Big Ten with Ohio State.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.